for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump is meeting with staff at Camp David as White House and congressional negotiators try to find an end to the now 15-day partial government shutdown. Prior to leaving for the presidential retreat, Mr. Trump spoke to reporters.
I don't like doing this. I have no fun doing this. I was elected to protect our country. That's what I'm doing.
During a CBS interview on Face the Nation, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said the president has made it clear he doesn't care about the effects of a shutdown.
Think about the hundreds of thousands of people who will be entitled to income tax refund checks who won't receive them because the Treasury Department has been shut down, the Internal Revenue Service is shut down. The unfortunate and unfair results here are just across the board.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells CNN's State of the Union the House under Republican leadership could have done much more to push the president's agenda. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Democrat Julian Castro, who has been the Department of Housing and Urban Development Secretary and the mayor of San Antonio, discussed a possible run for the presidency in 2020 on ABC's This Week.
We need to support things like Medicare for All and make universal health care happen in the richest nation on earth. I think that we need to be the most fair country. It is a shame that we have not seen a minimum wage increase in almost a decade.
Washington Democratic Congressman Adam Smith, chair of the Armed Services Committee, criticizing President Trump's national security vision on ABC's News This Week on the possibility of having former Defense Secretary James Mattis testify before his committee.
Secretary Mattis is one of the most knowledgeable, capable experts we have on defense policy and foreign policy. His views on what we should be doing around the world would be invaluable.
Smith telling ABC's This Week our allies matter enormously, and he says the president treats them like dirt and making radical decisions via Twitter and then changing his mind. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Now here's the latest on a U.S. citizen accused of spying in Russia from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Russia's deputy foreign minister brushing back suggestions that an American being held in Moscow on suspicion of spying could be exchanged for a Russian citizen being held by the United States. The brother of Paul Whelan, though, tells the Associated Press that he can't help but question whether the events are connected. Whelan, a former U.S. Marine who also holds Canadian, British, and Irish citizenship, has been detained in Moscow since late December. His arrest leading to speculation Russia could be using him to bargain for a Russian woman who pleaded guilty to acting as a foreign agent in the U.S. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov says discussing a possible swap, including Whelan and Maria Butina, would be premature because Whelan hasn't even been formally charged yet.
Although Aquaman is still the champ at the box office 3 weeks in, the high-concept thriller Escape Room also drew some substantial crowds in its debut weekend.
I think this is the escape room.
We should look for clues.
What are we looking for here?
Anything that looks like a puzzle or a code. It looks like an oven dial.
Warner Brothers says that Aquaman has added an estimated $30.7 million from over 4,000 North American theaters. That brings its domestic grosses to nearly $260 million. Sony's PG-13-rated thriller, Escape Room, managed to sneak into second place in its first weekend in theaters, generating an estimated $18 million in ticket sales, double its production budget. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.